In sequel to Airport, good times with money was her weakness, and long ago, before romantic involvements of her own, she had won big time at the Preakness in Kentucky. As the filly went on to win and make her silly. And that's where it all begins, with greed, as the giant 747 crossed the heavens towards New York, and with the handsome dork, with money and lots of it too for plans in shopping spree, from their trimmed in pink penthouse of the Ritz-Carlton so high above, her thoughts of wasted love with heart carved in stone. California was a disappearing fast on a sunny day as the broad, dry desert landscape spun below the wisps and clouds, as thought aloud, I'm going to miss him. But alas, the sin of greed filled her needs to the core. And did he think she was just a whore? She pondered, as in Russian wind outside the cabin seemed to hide her sins. J.F. Kennedy came into view, and then the huge swan came on down upon the tarmac, and she was soon swooned with the music in the Rolls-Royce as they sped onto the Ritz. But something seemed so wrong, and did that, and that she didn't belong to this new love with an eye for anything with long, shapely legs and busty bosoms, like unto she, the romantic thief. Big money was a-going to be her ruin, and what was her old love in California doing as the elevator took them up within a rush to Judgment Day? Voldemort.